It's Wednesday with Wiser, the Namaste edition. Well, okay, folks, Helene is on the horizon. Well, I'll tell you who's on the horizon here with me in Radio St. Pete. I have the world-famous radio producer, superstar, Anna Hummel. Hello, Anna.
World-famous, wow. I don't know if I can agree with that, but it's good to be here with you, Nanette. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your show on Sundays. And folks, if you're looking for something to do after the hurricane, tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, I do it with Will Koontz. Will and I have been working together probably for about 8 years now. And we're big into the culture wars, local news, national news, even global news. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes a bit more serious, but we always have a good time.
So Anna is here with me today because she's just this cool chick from California now here. And
so are you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two cool chicks from California will deliver Wednesday with Wiser. So, you know, listen, a lot of us had super birthday plans. Mr. Wonderful, my partner, another person I know. Happy birthday, Diane and Henry. Oh, boy, canceled. So the storm is coming. We want you all to be prepared. Please follow our local radio and TV stations, the Weather Channel, and have a plan. So our plan, Anna and I, we're going to share with you all of the fun things you could do at home. I'm going to start first. So I have my streaming plan for Hurricane Helene. I love the Disney Plus. I love WandaVision. I'm a Marvel girl. And now it's Agatha has her own show. If you haven't seen the Mandalorian, that's a good one. And also Loki on Netflix. I really liked Emily in Paris. It made me feel so safe and frothy. And so that's what I'm doing. Anna, what are you going to watch? What are you going to stream during the hurricane?
I'm big on documentaries. I like historical documentaries. Probably my favorite thing to watch. I'm a big fan of Roman history. I'm a big fan of Julius Caesar. Like, I can't get enough. I've heard the same story, the Ides of March, you know, 1,500 times. But it never gets old to me. I'm a big fan of Gaius Julius Caesar. So
et tu, Brutus?
Yeah, tu, Brute, yeah.
So let's riff on that. So I think that if I was at Anna's house for my hurricane watch party, I'd be serving a little pasta with my Julius Caesar documentary.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? What are you going to be snacking on during this hurricane?
Hopefully not much, but it is a time to nosh. You know, I'm big into the intermittent fasting, but if I'm noshing, you know, they got these pretzel slims. I think that's what they're called. Pretzel crisps from Publix. I believe they're BOGO this week, so get you some. But the black ones, I think it's like salt and cracked pepper, the best, with some cheddar cheese. Sometimes I turn them into nachos if I'm feeling saucy. So that's usually what I'm snacking on.
The sauce boss has spoken. So mm-hmm. For us, we are big into pretzels. And what we like to do is put the horseradish, pepper jack, Cabot kind of on top of it. Your nosh is important. We just had Frank Williams here. He told me that he is a big Belgian beer guy. I mean, you got to stock up. It's a hurricane party. Okay, my next thing is I like to work out during a hurricane. One, because I might be treading water, and so I like to always have the life jackets on the top floor. But seriously, I turn on my YouTube, and I revisit some of the favorites: Jane Fonda, Denise Austin. Anna is a big boot camp person. So, are you working out during the hurricane?
Yeah, if I can't make it to the gym and I can't go for a run, I'm definitely doing an at-home workout. So boot camp style, some HIIT training, high-intensity interval training. Yeah, even if you can just do some jump rope or jump in place or something like that to get the blood flowing for a few minutes, you're better off.
Well, we'll be Zumba in our house. I like to Zumba with the cat. And, you know, one of the great things about YouTube is we need to practice calm. Calm is our superpower during Hurricane Helene. And while you're all staying safe, I suggest that you put on some motivational music, perhaps Sounds of Healing with Alvinette Downing. She always has a beautiful program. She had Clayton Mindful Meditation, or our friend Vanessa Autry. All you have to do is go to audio blogs and pound Vanessa Autry, pound Sounds of Healing, and you'll get your namaste on. I also like to watch cat videos. I like to watch all of those animal videos. I recommend those for Hurricane Helene. What else are you going to be doing at home? Now, you've gotten into plants, and I brought a succulent in.
You did. Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about the joy of gardening during a hurricane.
I mean, I don't know. I've never done it before during a hurricane. I'm pretty green, if you will, with my gardening journey. I just started. So I've never experienced a hurricane with the plants I've freshly transplanted outside. So we'll hopefully they make it.
Well, those of you who are getting ready for the hurricane, you know to bring your pots in and to not let anything gather standing water. So I brought all of my pots in last night, and I really feel that when the wind is blowing outside, the plants are singing inside. So for those of you who haven't visited Wild Roots here in downtown St. Pete, a great place for a beginner succulent grower. I've brought one in today that throws little babies. So, you know, playing with dirt in the house, always fun. Getting the house dirty, not so fun. Again, Wednesday with Wiser suggests that. So listen, we can make plans for the future. I'm not sure what will or won't be going on this weekend. We're hoping that Aaron Bryce's Community does happen Saturday at Azalea Park. We will be there in West St. Pete if it does. But if not, we're now looking at Domestic Violence Month, and I want to cut back to Anna for a minute, but I want you all to know that there'll be a candlelight vigil, Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital with CASA on October 1st at 6 p.m. This is really an important month. Those of you, Anna and I were at, was it Tiny Buttons? Top Buttons last week. Our friend Sarah Galas opened up an upscale thrift shop, which is raising funds for women who are recovering from domestic abuse or on a journey back out of human trafficking. So October 1st, Johns Hopkins, All Children's Hospital, there'll be a candlelight vigil. Please RSVP, go to CASA. Anna, what is your favorite thing to do in October as we get into the spooktacular month?
My favorite thing to do in October.
Oktoberfest?
No, I don't like beer and crowds.
Super Greek Festival, October 4th.
You know what? I'll do that. I love me some Greek food, absolutely.
All right, so let me share with you about this. This is one of my favorite things that happens in St. Petersburg. Opa! Greek food, great fun, dancing. It's at 676th Street North. And listen, if you like St. Stefano's Super Greek Festival, it's a three-day indoor-outdoor joyous. And there's tons of baklava. There is tons of gyros, souvlaki, Greek salads. You love Greek salads. And here's my favorite, Greek fries with oregano and feta. And indoors, there's actually a 7,500-square-foot Greek taverna. And they'll have all kinds of things there. There's a Greek youth dance tribute. So that's another thing to look forward to in October. I'm also looking forward to Brandy Stark, Dr. Brandy Stark, at the Museum of History every Wednesday. Would you take a trolley tour with me, Anna?
Absolutely.
It's spooktacular.
Yeah. Oh, also in October is the Clearwater Jazz Holiday.
That's going on October 17th yep. through the 20th. And, folks, it is the 45th Back to Your Roots, and it's in Coachman Park. It is free and open to the public. There's a VIP stage. VIP tickets are available. Let me ask you something. Would you do goat yoga with me?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to Post Helena, the fall festival at DK Farms. DK Farms is so much fun. They have, you can drink wine, you can hang out with goats. But during the fall, it is a classic fall destination for friends and family. Get this, Anna. Birthday party, 18-hole putt-putt, gem mining, animal encounters, corn beach, bounce house, carriage rides, bunny land, did I say pony rides? Pumpkin cannons, mechanical bull rides. Which one floats your boat?
Probably the pumpkins.
Probably the pumpkin cannons? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like the idea of a goat on your back?
I'm open to it. I can't say that it really excites me, but I'm open to it.
That is our Anna. She's always open to something fun. So the other thing that's going on is October 5th is Safety Harbor's first craft beer festival. October 6th over in Pinellas Park is the Brewer's Market. On October 10th, our friends Paul Wilborn and Eugenie Bondurant. Now, we've had them here in studio, the Paul Wilborn Show. Eugenie is debuting her new podcast. Cigar City has been reissued after 5 years. And this is going to be fabulous. They're going to present Cigar City, Tales from the 1980s Creative Ghetto. That is going to be on October 10th, 5 to 7, at 7th Avenue, Ybor. What do you like to do over in Ybor City? I'm not a big Ybor fan, but I'd go for this.
What do I do in Ybor? Not much. It's a little bit seedy sometimes. Sometimes it's fun to get crazy out there, maybe hit up a concert, see some live music. But for the most part, I'm staying away from people.
Right. And you just went to see a concert. Didn't you see Missy
Elliott? Yeah. That was about 2 months ago.
So the other thing that is really big in October is October 11th, the kickoff of the 10th anniversary of the Shine Festival opening event at the Morian Arts Center. You know, there'll be muralists painting all over town. This is a big deal. It's a decade, and it will wrap on the 20th. It's 100 Shine artists from the past decade will be at the events. You'll get to meet all kinds of people, people from here, people from all over the world. So that's coming up. And then one more thing that I want to tell you about, the Hauntazar 2024 at 634 Second Avenue South. And then, again, Betty Fox at Cage Brewing, October 12th. She's live. And then Halloween on Central's coming up at the end of the month, and we will be there. Of course, Radio St. Pete will be on hand. So, Anna, what is your advice for being calm and getting through Hurricane Helene?
Probably breathing. You got to work on your breathing. I've started doing this thing to calm myself down. I think it's called a physiological sigh, where you take in a really big breath, and then right at the top, you take one more breath. So I'll do it. Ready? So it goes. And you have to do a full, deep exhale as well. And you do that a few times, you'll calm yourself down.
So for Wednesday with Wiser with Anna Hummel, be safe, be prepared. Aloha. We'll see you next week.